Welcome in and welcome back. We are back after a week hiatus to another episode of the Sports Shots Pod, where we will, or maybe, get into a full breakdown of what Aisha Curry had to say. Isaiah, before that, can you tell me what's been happening in the WNBA Finals?
Next segment.
All right, what's in your cup?
Oh, man, right? For the, I think, second time?
Probably a laxative.
Oh, dude. No, trust me, I didn't need it. I am drinking water. My body cannot handle whatever I just throw in my mouth. No homo.
Whatever I consume.
And I regret it. Kyle, I used the restroom 3 times between 10 and 12. And then I woke up at 2 to use the restroom.
Shit,
I woke up at 3 to use the restroom. I woke up at 4 to use the restroom. I woke up at 5 to use the restroom. Everything I consumed
that
weekend.
All them damn tamales, all them tacos, all that Taco Bell.
It was mainly a mix of tequila and other stuff, but.
Yeah, you don't want to mix alcohol and ground beef. That's not a good.
Oh, dude, I did worse. I mixed alcohol and spicy noodles.
Oh, my goodness, man. Bro, you're not iron anymore, okay? As you age, your body weakens.
I can't eat hot Cheetos for breakfast no more.
You might have to get
but
that Mexican
was,
car done.
It was so bad, dude. I got hardly no sleep last night. I told my boss, like, hey, I'm going to work from home, but I'm going to work a little bit later. I just told him, like, I was all up all night, you know.
With the runs.
Shitting. Dude, I'm talking about waterfall.
Man, you were doing exactly what Toronto was doing in New York, just piling on them runs.
Mm. Dude, it was a grand slam every time I went to the toilet.
Hey, we ain't talking about the Denny's breakfast.
Nope.
If we are, then it got flushed down into the what river is by y'all?
The Rio Colorado.
Okay, because you're too far from the Rio Grande.
I mean, that's what this place is called, the Rio Grande Valley.
Yeah, but the river itself, though, you're too far.
It's the river that separates, you know, U.S. and. Mexico.
How you got into this country? I'm just playing.
Got here somehow. Just kidding. Relax. I was born here. I was born in the closest town to Mexico, though. I will say that.
Yeah. Heard that ice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, fuck.
What's in your cup? What are you drinking? Because I'm boring right now.
Yeah, you really are boring. And it's funny you say that because my sister was just telling me this weekend when I was over there how. We have been kind of sober on here, but it's like, you know, we can't fully promote, you know, alcoholism, and we broke. I should not be drinking this, considering that I had a good-ass workout, but can you tell me what else you see on the bottle, Isaiah?
Frost.
Oh, you're a smart man.
Yes.
It's the only way to take it in. Some Don Julio.
Mm-hmm. Some silver tequila. One of the best.
It's funny I'm doing it after that kick-ass workout that I had. It's nice. Amazing how we just, you know, we say our bodies are a temple, but we poison it every day.
Every day. With something.
Bad food, alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
This is in my hand right now, although it's good for the mind and the soul.
We'll say for the mind.
You tell me, Isaiah, how does it make you feel?
I don't think we feel any different, honestly. I mean, I wasn't, you know, going hard in the paint, but, you know, maybe I felt a little tickle.
He wasn't being a Shaq. He was more like a Dirk.
I was more of a Tim Duncan.
See, I was trying not to say that because, you know, I knew you was going to default to that. So, anyways, we're being boring right now. Isaiah, you finally got yourself a win in fantasy. And then all it took was for one guy in our league to absolutely lose focus and not be updating his roster.
Yes. That's exactly what it took. I still only won by like 20. So
you would have lost to a lot of people still in the league.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You didn't even break 100.
No, this is like I've been third in scoring, and then this week I'm playing
an
opponent.
Now.
Yeah. I'm dropping for sure. I didn't break 100, like you said. But one of the matters is that I finally got a win. in that league. I'm undefeated in my family league. Most points for and most points against. So
it doesn't matter where you play. Everyone is going to have a career day.
Dude, that's just how it is. Even in my work league, when I was in my work league, everyone, I'm always like top three in points against. Never fails. So it's just my luck. But I am now, I have at least one win in each league. Undefeated in another one.
I was scared. I was worried for you. I did not want you to come into our matchup next week winless.
Dude, if I lost to my opponent when he didn't have a quarterback nor tight end, I just would have quit. I would have just straight out just like, okay, this year is not for me.
Oh, fuck. Dodgers won.
Of course he did. They got like three MVPs in the lineup.
Are they going to go back-to-back?
Yeah, dude. Shohei is going to be a three-time back-to-back-to-back MVP. I mean,
and that's the shit that they're going to talk on us as an Astros fan, is because we went back to back, but we lost the first one before we won the second, and should have went to a third. Fucking Rangers. they're going to actually go back to back on this shit, man.
No, they are. Yeah, I don't see any team beating them.
Milwaukee?
No.
Toronto?
But with how they're playing, maybe.
Shit. Yeah. Well, they're playing lights out right now. Too. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, then again, it's the Yankees pitching. So, like, I mean, yeah. I feel like, I mean, the Astros done that four times over, so it's not hard. And let me remind everyone who made the final out of the 2022 ALCS. You don't remember, do you?
Well, you said you were going to remind everyone.
Okay. Yeah, that was a cliffhanger. My fault. the same guy who is now reverting back to his normal state in the playoffs. And no, I am not talking about Kyle Tucker.
that's who I first thought you were talking about.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Mr. Judge. Tell you what, if he sucks and they lose out, they're going to give that MVP to Kyle Raleigh, which they should anyway.
They should.
But he was going to get it just because, you know, he had another 50-homer season, and I think only Ruth had multiple with the Yankees, and he has the New York media. So he was going to win it by default. But if they stick it up like they have been, go ahead, give it to Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing better than he usually does early on. Against the Red Sox, but he's been putting up some numbers with the
Blue Jays. Got his number though, at least this series.
The Blue Jays got the whole Yankees organization number right now. They have, I think,
belt to ass.
I think Judge. They won't have.
We'll talk about belt to ass later when we get into college football. But continue.
Yeah, I mean, they're putting up 10 plus runs at back to back games. Like, how do you do that in postseason?
Grand Slam reminded me of
Grand Slam's home. Oh yeah, great! One of the greatest bat flips he has.
But anyway, we actually jumped the gun on that. We was going to start with the NFL on this. Isaiah, are the Patriots back?
I'm confident to say they're contenders for a wild card spot. I'm confident. Now, they went into Buffalo, primetime game, beat Buffalo. Now they have that over them in the division. They're going to play it one more time, right, obviously. But they have that over them now. Buffalo still has a better record because they were undefeated. And all undefeated teams lost yesterday, which is kind of, you know, weird. But I'm confident to say they're at least going to get a wild card spot. They have an easy schedule for the rest of the season. Toughest team they could play again is the Bills. But then, like, we got the Saints coming up, and we know how that team is. But most of all, I'm excited about Drake May. He's actually making plays.
I'll tell you who's not excited about Drake May. And that's Jets and Dolphins fans. They go from having to deal with Brady for 20 years, and then Allen came up, and now it's going to be Allen and May.
I can't imagine the pain being especially a Jets fan right now. I just can't imagine going through Brady for 20 years, having to deal with him, and then Josh Allen takes over the division.
Well, at least the Jets knocked them out of the playoffs once. So
yeah,
at least I got that.
Budo Mark Sanchez?
Once.
What a great quarterback. I think Mark Sanchez is going to some more trouble lately, too.
Oh, so, man. Mark Sanchez. Boy, that's a name right now. Speaking of Jets.
I saw his name. Yeah, I saw his name on the news. I know him formerly for the butt fumble. That's all I know.
Oh, well, he done fumbled his whole career again.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, no, I'm confident to say that they're gonna get a walk-on spot. They have a chance at the division. They're already 1-0 against the Bills. So that's a great start. With a week remaining schedule, watch out. That's all I'm going to say. Now, if you ask me, do I think they're like Super Bowl favorites? No, obviously not. I'm not delusional, right? But I think they'll make the playoffs.
I mean, what if it's 2001 vibes?
Shoot. Then I'll pop a bottle once I'm feeling better.
From one team showing up to another. Texans, I mean, it took the Ravens being completely out, but a win is a win. I'll take it. It's their first ever win in Baltimore.
I mean, even if they did, even if they did play their backup, 44-10 is an ass whooping. No matter who's team,
that's an ass whooping. That made up for another Houston team that took one. What's wrong with the Ravens, man?
I don't know. They're 1-4 now, right?
Yes, ugly 1-4.
To be fair to them. They've played the Bills, the Lions, and the Chiefs. Pretty good teams.
And Texans?
Like, yeah, to be fair, yeah. To be fair. The only win they have against is the Browns. I'm not worried about them. They have a weak division, right? With Burrow being out, Bengals are out of playoffs. You know, Rodgers will...
RIP to everyone who drafted Jamar Chase.
Oh, for real. And then the Browns, I mean, the Browns are going to brown. So I still think even though they're 1-4, I think the Ravens are going to win the division.
Are we taking the Mets and using it for every sport now?
We should.
They're going to brown.
The most historic Met team. They're known to Met a lot, the Mets. But yeah, but no, I ain't worried about it. Lamar's gonna come back next week. They're 1-4. They're gonna win their next like 12 games and then finish the season like.
You're saying that because you have Lamar.
11-6.
Don't you have Lamar?
I do have Lamar actually. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's why you're saying that.
I do. I mean, I just remembered it right now. But you think about the division. I mean, it's not. Come on. You think?
No, it's winnable still, even at 1-4.
That's what I'm saying. You got either Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders for the Browns. You got Jake Browning, maybe Burrow comes back, and you got old Aaron Rodgers. Like, you know, I think it's very winnable.
Man, poor you. You have Lamar Jackson and CeeDee Lamb on your sideline. Man, no wonder you're taking L's.
Yeah, it is what it is. What hurt me is that they didn't put CeeDee on IR, so I couldn't pick up anybody. Because then I have to drop somebody. But I do have to drop somebody for my kicker. Because my kicker has a bye. Fairburn. Got me like 18 points last week. And I broke my pin.
I should have picked him up. Knowing that the Texans are going to have to settle for long field goals. Because they don't know how to score touchdowns consistently.
Besides, this past weekend. It's gonna be tough. He was the number one quarterback. About 250 yards, 4 touchdown passes.
From one team whooping ass to a team that's all that they know is getting the ass whooped, man. At what point are the Jets gonna fire themselves? Because you can't just keep cycling through all these coaches, all these quarterbacks, all these coordinators, all these general managers. At some point, when is ownership going to look at themselves and realize we fucking suck?
Like, the Jets are like, management-wise, they're like a worse Cowboys. That's like what I'm getting out of this.
Yeah.
You know, like the last quarterback to do anything was Mark Sanchez. You believe that crap?
Do you want that over your heads, Jet fans? Do you want that?
Because right now, what's over their head is Josh and Drake May for the next 15 years. They ain't. These two big white boys.
I actually thought Tua was going to be on that list. I didn't see it. Even when he first started, especially, and then now he makes up with all those concussions, he's going to be slowing down, unfortunately. So, sorry, Dolphin fans. Y'all going to have to start over yet again.
Yep. Pick the wrong Bama quarterback out of the three.
Picked the wrong one. Hell, y'all could have did good with Mac Jones.
Mac Jones is fucking winning with the 49ers.
Do you stick with him or do you just stick Purdy back in? I say you got to ride the hot hand.
That's what I say. That's what I say too. Now, but however, they did just pay him like $50 million a year, Purdy. So this is another Brady Bledsoe moment. You know,
you can trade him then. He's gonna get traded.
Trade him to the Jets.
Get him. No. You need to preserve the careers.
And what's crazy is that what 3 years ago, 4 years ago, the Jets had the offensive rookie and defensive rookie of the year. They have great draft.
When we thought the Texans fucked up drafting Stingley over Sauce, and now look.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Now at this point now, yeah, Stingley's better than Garner.
World's better.
Yeah. Money shows for it too.
They paid him. Lock it up. Texans got a good ass defense, man. CJ got to come with it, man. This is ridiculous. He got to come with it. Rest of the season.
Yeah, that's turn around. It's always painful to watch when your defense plays really well and the offense just can't keep up. And the score ends up being like 10-3.
Hey, well, ball got to bounce your way. Unlike the Giants putting it on the ground so much.
Did you see the highlights of the Cardinals and Titans game?
Speaking of the Cardinals,
that was disgusting.
Maybe if they didn't participate in extracurricular, well, not them per se, but you know, whoever greenlighted, you know, extracurricular activities happening in your home field, you know, y'all probably would have some luck falling your way instead of being winless.
Dude, when are professionals going to learn to not drop the ball before crossing?
I don't know. I don't want to look at it because I don't need, the last thing you need is for blood pressure to rise up when you're drinking. Because sometimes I want to throw the remote at my TV when I'm watching in college. But we're in a, cut him. Just straight cut him.
Let me tell you his stat line real quick. He had 7 carries for 89 yards. That carry where he dropped the ball before getting in the end zone was a 72-yard run. The majority of his yards. They were up 21-3 in the fourth, I think.
That would have won the game.
And lost to the Titans. Out of everybody. It's embarrassing. Campbell didn't have a great game.
I'm trying to slow my breathing down because if I was a coach.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's pissing me off.
Oh, and then, man, if I was a coach.
Another mistake or folly that happened is that
snap? They,
the snap, too. Yeah, the snap was disgusting. You know, that's some peewee crap going on there. Just because Kyler may be peewee size doesn't mean you got to play like it. You know? Oh, I mean,
I can't unsee that meme that said that he looks like a kid that stole his mom's keys and running away.
Yeah, dude, listen, he's a great athlete. That. All respect to him. Great, one of the greatest Texas high school athletes ever. But we gotta, you know, everyone's
equal. Man, I ain't gonna say shit up like that. He beat my high school in the championship, man. Fuck that.
But, so, Cam Ward threw a pick in, like, the red zone. The Cardinals then fumble. Ball rolls into the end zone. Tyler Lockett picks it up for a touchdown. That game was just...
Yeah, that sounds like some
nasty
backyard bush league shit.
It does. Sounds like, yeah. was done.
But that's why, yeah, they'll be at a laughing stock. But honestly, I hope the Cardinals go winless the rest of the season. Stick it to everyone. You know, do it for the good. And karma always finds a way to come around. Switching gears to college. We're going to start with you. Y'all fucking suck. Y'all fucking suck. We're going to start with y'all, man. So what the fuck happened?
Oh, dude, Arches is awful. I don't even want to watch this week, dude. It's the Red River rivalry. I don't want to watch.
Oh, it's going to be like 41-17. Arch throwing like three picks.
Kyle, we lost to the 1-3 Gators, dude. As a top 10 team. And it's like, now, did you see how far we fell?
Yeah.
We're not even in the top 25. Oh, no,
I haven't seen any rankings yet. I haven't actually seen any of the rankings. Let me pull up the AP. Don't say shit.
Dude, we are, the offense is off. Arch is off. I'm going to correct myself three times there. It is his decision making. It's just, you know, I don't know who thought when they saw him play 2A football, like, oh, this guy's the GOAT. This guy's elite. I ain't never heard of a guy playing 2A high school football becoming an elite prospect at college, at the quarterback position. Don't forget, you're still on mute before you see the reaction.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. So, did... Y'all
out
of it. Good. Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah. I was about to say. Yeah. Because when you say, because you had me worried for a second, I was like, did you say how far we fall? I was like, ain't no way they better be up in that shit after that debacle that y'all had. And, yeah. So, yeah. Arch is adopted, right? I mean.
He's something. Like, can we at least get to, like, the Notre Dame treatment? Put us at 25?
No.
I know we don't deserve it.
Speaking of which, let's see. Notre Dame, 3-2, number 16. And let me count how many five-win plus teams are underneath them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six teams with five or more wins is ranked underneath Notre Dame at 3-2. They literally got somebody they know was at the Epstein Island, and they got the pictures, they got video, they got everything, and they holding it. And every time the rankings come out, whoever, you know, the guy that has the people who publish it, you know, Notre Dame walks into that office and they just dangle it around. You know, that's what they're doing, because you can't justify this. I'm sorry, like, no conference, and y'all had two bad losses to start the season, and yet, okay, all right, look, Houston beat some cupcake ass teams, all right. But imagine if they played a little bit better against Tech, which is starting to piss me off that we cannot beat the fucking we can't beat them. I can't remember the last time we beat Texas Tech. It's actually starting to piss me off more than beating y'all. No, real shit.
You know who also fell out? Penn State.
Who? Good.
They're out.
Good.
They were seventh, and now they're out.
Yeah, damn. They're out. Yeah, good. Treat everyone as it should, including
Except Notre Dame. That's
I'm gonna keep it every week. Every week, I'm a bitch and complain loud on here. Every week, the higher they go, I'm a bitch louder. They get them out of there. Get in the conference. Shit.
Tell them. I think what only them and
who the fuck they play this week?
I got you. I got it right here, right in front of me.
Okay.
North Carolina State.
Jesus Christ. Who do they play afterwards?
Kyle, don't play anyway good. USC. Boston College. Navy. Pitt. Syracuse. Stanford. To finish it out. They don't play any ranked teams. And you know they're going to make the top eight.
What else is on this fucking list? All right, U of H. It sucks that we packed out the stadium.
Oh, good. Good for y'all.
Was it homeless people?
I have to get my shots in, okay? You got your shots in. I have to get my shots in. Totally fair.
That was fucked up, dog.
Am I wrong?
It was about a 70-30 split from what I'm looking at it, because I saw a bunch of tortillas falling on. How did that become a tradition?
I don't know. Do you know our alma mater copies that tradition also?
They're not even a satellite school attack. That's fucking stupid. I mean, it's stupid, but if it's original, that someone did it, let them have it. I don't like... Sure. I don't like copycats of a stupid idea. Like, just let one have the stupid idea. Don't copy it. I know it's stupid.
Oh my gosh, Kyle. I'm barely seeing your quarterback's stats.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me nothing.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You guys played two quarterbacks. They both did shit. Oh my gosh.
Are you talking about fantasy or
Houston? No. I'm talking about Houston and Tech.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, well, you can't do shit when you're putting the ball on the ground.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
And throwing ugly interceptions because you can't see a middle linebacker spying you in the middle of the fucking field, and you want to try and throw a slant crosser or whatever. It was just a bad game. National TV. You packed out the house. You're wearing the Columbia blue.
Yeah.
Can't never have nothing nice, man.
No, Kyle, our teams suck. Yeah. I don't know what to say. Arch is not even a top 40 QB.
No, I ain't defending him no more. We're a quarter of the way into the season. Even in the wins against UTSA and all that shit, he didn't look really all that great in those games.
He didn't. No, he didn't. Honestly, he did not. And that's why I was Where's worried the whole time. Dude, I don't even know if I want to know. I do. I'm going to look it up. But
right, I was about to, because if you wasn't, I was going to read it up. Because you ain't going to. You is not going to be the only one that's going to skirt by off a bad team.
He is, let me see, Mr. Arch. That's not too bad. Hold on, let me do some maths. Some maths real quick.
You do that
60? Look at that. Never mind, it's bad. 60%.
Isaiah.
What happened?
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Wednesday football.
Oh, for who?
Are you ready to? Are you gonna put the? So we got the line 2.5 for Missouri State, Middle Tennessee. Who you got?
Missouri State.
Over under is 51.5.
Oh my gosh! What is this, a basketball game? JV basketball game.
Tickets are as low as $9. UTEP plays Liberty tomorrow.
How about Miami though?
What about them? I'm just kidding. Yeah, they honestly should be the number one team more than Ohio State, because Ohio 100%. State. Yeah, they're not the number one.
Ohio State beat the number one team week one, but like that team's trash. Texas is trash.
Yeah, no, y'all were only the number one team in the first coming into the season. Right now is Miami. Their resume looks way better.
As soon as the kickoff happened, we were not the number one team. As soon as the kickoff to start that game, Texas Ohio State, we weren't the number one team anymore. But Miami, is this the Carson Beck effect? Leaving Georgia.
You know, the funny thing is, I didn't even watch the game because I was sitting up watching fucking Houston get demolished. How is Indiana number 7?
They're balling out, man.
A&M is 5. They should be number 2 behind. It really should be Miami, A&M, Ohio State.
Well, Indiana probably won't be ranked top 10.
Nah, they got Oregon. They out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna be out after this.
Now they whooped Illinois 63-10. That's why they were so high.
Wow, and you know, Houston got a hard schedule the rest of the way because I don't want to hear people talk about the Big 12 being like uncompetitive and all this shit. Check this out, man. Like, that's why that loss kind of hurt. Because imagine if we had beaten Tech, where we definitely would have been in the polls. At least
for sure.
Not higher than Notre Dame, but...
Of course not.
Get off that shit. They should win this week against Oklahoma State. They should.
Yeah.
A team they ain't got nothing to play for, lost their head coach. That scares me, man. That scares me. Them the ones that's gonna come out and wreck shit just because.
Oh yeah, they're coming down, pinning their ears back and running.
So they got Oklahoma State, Arizona State on the road, West Virginia, Central Florida on the road, TCU at home, and then finish it up at Baylor. Bro, that shit's fucking hard.
Yeah. Those are some good teams on there.
So, which means if they had actually... One, if they won that game against Tech. And two, if they go... What's this? They got 7 games left. If they go at least maybe 5-2, they could have snuck into the playoff. I guarantee you they could have. A 2-loss team from the Big 12. Yep. You go into the Big 12 title.
Yep. I could see that happening.
You lost the Tech. You can't afford. There's no more room for error. Like that has to be the only blemish. They have to go perfect. There's a shot, but they have to go perfect. It's like you don't even play Kansas State or Iowa State.
I don't even want to talk about Texas' schedule because
let's look at it. Let's see who they got left.
I see because I'm. A lot of L's coming in the next weeks.
Nah, let me tell you. Let me see who the L's are going to be. Y'all got Oklahoma. That's definitely an L. Kentucky. Yeah, I can see y'all winning that game on the road. So, what's y'all's record right now? What are y'all, 3-2?
Yeah,
3-2. So, 3-3. So, Kentucky will put y'all at 4-3. On the road at Mississippi State. Thought at Cowbell. Y'all get intimidated by that shit. So 4-4.
Arch does for sure.
Let's see. At home for Vanderbilt. Ooh, y'all lose that one because they almost had y'all last year. So now we go to 4-5. On the road, we're gonna skip that Georgia game.
Please.
That's gonna end out. Yeah. So what's that? 4-6. Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Man, that's a toss up. But I'm going to be nice, so I'm going to give you all that. So 5-6. A&M. 5-7. Let's fucking go.
I don't want to watch next week's game or the last week game.
No, you definitely don't. You definitely don't want to watch next week, 4 weeks from this week, which is Georgia, and then 2 weeks after that. You definitely don't want to watch those games. I'm telling you. Yeah.
3 top 10 opponents. It's over.
Arch is definitely that meme of that quarterback in Penn State with his hands shaking.
when do you, I mean, not this season, or maybe this season, when do you like, hey, let's try out the backup?
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, I already don't have nothing to play for. So don't hurt the boys' confidence.
You got to.
You got next season.
Got to. If he wants all of the type of pressure, bench him. No, I'm just joking.
You want to know what I haven't seen? Because I've been watching football every weekend like this season, which is kind of crazy. Like I've been watching like a lot of football on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. I have not seen much of that commercial Arch has been doing like I did in that Ohio State game.
Yeah. Yeah. Highest played NIL player also, by the way. Football player. Can't believe that guy's the highest paid, dude. Talk about just having a name. Now, he's a humble guy.
Very humble. But you know, this is all jokes. But you know, hey, kid, you suck right now. You suck. That's all it is to it.
For
the hype that was brought in. Oh.
I changed the channel to the Dodgers and Phillies games. That's how done I am with Texas.
Sorry.
Let's move on. I'm done. I'm not talking about Texas.
Oh, man. Let's move on, Isaiah. One more time with Texas. I'm just kidding. All right. Let's see. Where are we at with this? Who's playing right now?
Chiefs and the Jaguars.
No, not them. I don't care about that. I already won my fantasy already, so I don't care what Mahomes does. MLB, that's what I'm looking for. It's Detroit and Seattle, right? No, it's Cubs Milwaukee. And we got a shootout. It is 3-3 right now. I should turn that game on. Don't know why.
Oh, baseball. So I was lost for a second.
Already. Yeah, you were lost. There was another game.
I was lost in the sauce.
Oh, man. Let's see. You can't do that, man. Let's see.
I mean, we could make this one a shorter one also. Get more higher viewers time, average viewer time.
I mean, pretty much went over everything I had to get off my chest besides the fact that it don't matter if you're rich and can't provide everything. You may have a hard time keeping your wife happy.
Yeah. Now, I understand that money doesn't buy happiness, but it's like the things that you complain over. Time and place.
There's no such thing as keeping shit to yourself. That sounds like a conversation that you have with your husband and not on a podcast. And that's the problem with society. And all that shit gets projected out. Mm-hmm. And then when, like, there's people that look up to you. Regular people. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think the ripple effect is going to be when they say, like, well, damn, 57 or 60 million a year, whatever stuff is getting every year from the Warriors is not enough to be happy? So what? Hire a nanny and then do what you and then do everything that you want to do. That's what all the white rich people do. they barely know their damn kids. so it's like, shit, hire a nanny and go do all the shit that you want to do in life. You got all the money and the resources, and it's just annoying for people like us to have to hear rich people complain about not reaching their goals when they have literally everything at their disposal.
I don't get it when people put out their problems out in public, especially personal problems with significant others. And it's just like, are you just asking for attention at that point?
Yes, that's all it is for. And look, we're giving it. Yeah. That's exactly what it's for. It's for attention. It's for attention seeking. You know, what else is there? Exactly. There's nothing else going on. I mean, what prompted all of that?
Yeah. You know what, let's make a quick pivot and end it on this game. The personalities by position game. Because I think I have... I mean, me and you think alike. So we might have similar answers. But there are four options. Personality traits, right? We have talented / serious. Talented, unserious. Untalented, serious. Untalented, unserious. And we would go by and put one position, offense or defense. It's got to be one. To each of those four. Now, we'll go over the first one. Talented and serious. Right? Now, for me, that's obviously QB.
Sure about that?
That's quarterback for me. Yeah. I think 80% of today's QBs are talented and serious.
I'm going to go a stick in the mud.
Oh.
And a needle in a haystack.
Oh.
Your offensive tackles.
The big boys. I mean, I can see that.
First of all, you're at that size, moving as quickly and as strongly as they do, fighting off the strongest pass rushers, doing all the dirty work to keep your quarterback safe and happy,
mm-hmm.
doing everything that they have to do to make sure that, that boy doesn't get touched. Always often overlooked. Barely get all the recognition. We're starting to now. They're starting to get paid for it. But your offensive linemen, I mean, they have to be talented. And your left tackle has to be able to move and shift and pivot and cut and swing and all this shit at 330 plus pounds. So for me,
yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
I'm gonna go with big boy.
No, it's a good answer. For talented and unserious, I'm gonna go cornerback.
Yeah.
I think that's a solid pick.
I mean, I can't think of no other position on a team that talks more shit and gets burnt on more than a cornerback.
So I take it we both agree on
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, it's definitely yeah. a corner.
Yeah. Now, untalented and serious. I might get some hate for picking on the little guys, but I'm going to say long snapper.
You know what? Because when you think about it, usually a lot of them don't really see the field for a position. And if they do, they're very low on the depth chart.
It's usually like they're on kickoff and kickoff return also. You know?
Yeah. So the only time they can crack the field is by long snapping, which is good for them. You know,
yeah, great.
Carve out a long career doing that, but you don't have the skills to do any other position possible that could suit whatever size you are. So, but you're very damn serious about that long snapping because
those guys are perfect.
Bro, they're fucking mad scientists about that shit.
When is that time you ever heard a long snapper get suspended? Doesn't happen. These guys take their job seriously.
Oh, man. Bro, these are the guys that they're also kind of the weird guys on the team that's into weird shit.
You know? They're the guys that don't look like they're on the team.
That's why they're untalented. Serious.
They're serious. They're serious. Always wearing the gear around thinking that they're just a fan, but no, they're on the team. They're on the roster.
And then they probably have the most wacky and for us football players, like, this is kind of like to you fashion geeks when it comes to like shoes. When a dude has a weird face mask, he's going to get talked about and laughed at.
Oh, for sure.
And your long snapper more than likely will probably have some weird face bar where it's like you didn't need all that extra shit. Or if they're like really fat and big and round headed, they'll probably just go like a single bar.
Exactly.
Type shit. Like a DB, like a receiver or a running back, like trying to look sleek like them. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Have a long snapper like with a speed also, flex.
Yeah. But that's also like their point of the team is to be that wacky, weird guy to bring those random laughs just because that's who he is. So that's exactly why they fall into the category of untalented but serious.
Yep. Now, this last one is hard because they're untalented unserious.
And when we do call it out, man, they're going to actually, dudes that play the position are going to be pissed.
Oh, for sure. But I mean,
untalented and unserious.
The first one that came to mind, I mean, really, was a punter. Now, I wouldn't say they're less talented than a long snapper, but I already use long snapper. So, because like, do you take Pat McAfee seriously?
No, absolutely not. No.
Do you right. you remember that punter, that black punter for the Raiders?
Oh man, he was straight vibes, Marquette King.
There you go, King. Yeah, but you remember him dancing with the flag, the penalty flag,
bro? when you boom it like 60, 70 yards, shit, fucking.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you saw a punter get crunk? When was the last time you heard someone use the word crunk?
Him. That's his last time. I ain't ever. Now, I don't know. I say that I'm putting this there because I'm not putting any other positions there at the number four spot. I'm not taking that serious. So I'm just getting the next one best off the list because I would use long snapper. We said cornerback, and I said quarterback for the first one. And so I'm throwing in punters there. No offense. I respect kickers. I respect people that actually use the ball for what it's called, you know? But that's it. That's it for me.
I'm going to put a segment of a group.
Number
four for untalented and unserious. I'm not calling the whole position untalented because that would be crazy of me. But I will call it that because it seems like that also is the position that has the most suspensions and the most discipline problems.
Mm.
And because of that, that doesn't make them serious about what they're doing. And when they get in trouble as much as they do, you wonder, well, fuck it, you don't even care about that talent. But I'm going to have to put receivers and untalented and unserious. I mean, no position group gets suspended more than receivers.
Oh, for sure.
They're the most, the biggest divas.
They are.
They bitch and cry a lot.
They do.
and they usually fade out. You remember Chase Claypool?
I do remember Chase Claypool. He was saying he was one of the best.
He was one of the best number fours.
Yeah. He was. He was a high draft pick too, like it's like a second round pick. First year. Yeah. Oh my, I hated the pair, him and Juju. Oh my gosh.
There goes another one.
Doing their TikToks. But listen, you put Juju with Patrick Mahomes, and he's like, you know, a star wide receiver.
Because Pat ain't going for that shit.
No.
So, yeah. So I'm not putting the position itself on there. But because y'all have unfavorable statistics against y'all, it has to go.
No, that's fair. So. That's fair. But no, I like that. Ended at the 50 minute mark. That was good. We got through a lot of stuff.
Time.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna open this live.
I swear you already have this gift. I think you showed me it like on the pod one time.
Well, let's see what it is. Oh, maybe this is what happens when it takes forever to ship.
Oh dude. Kyle, your birthday was last month. That's
yeah, let's see what we got here. I do need extra coffee, though, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I know how you like your morning coffee.
So let's see what's on. Bro, I actually like this shit. This what's up. This is what's up. What I have is I have a water cup.
Oh, okay. I swear you had something with the Houston skyline. So, that's why I was like,
"Yeah, this was up, man."
Okay, cool. Of course. I was worried that you already had that exact mug because I was like, "I think he showed me it." Oh, yeah, a little home felt gift.
Wow, they got Papas. Damn, they got Papas and Frenchies on this thing. House of Pies. Yeah, this is shit. This is straight up Houston. This is Houston. Can't get more Houston.
Yeah. So for our audio listeners, you won't see this on video either. You got Kyle a coffee mug with the Houston skyline on it. So, but dude, I was like, I was telling myself.
And most importantly, to be someone.
Yep. That's nice, man. That's why once I saw it, I was like, "Yeah, that's definitely Kyle."
Yeah. this actually, I'm actually take this to work, and when I get coffee,
yeah,
this will be just this will just go in with the rest of the Houston that's at the office, because I have all the Astro pennants hung up. I didn't know it was, you know, maybe a little insensitive at the time, but because I had all those pennants, I was looking at my car because I was like, if y'all want some, I can hang. If y'all want, I can hang some up in y'all's.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, sorry, y'all suck. And we'll end it on that.
Yeah, thank you everyone for listening. We'll catch y'all in the next episode. See ya.